Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
And we continue on the program talking about Amsterdam High School football. We're now joined by two members of the Rugged Rams on the morning show, David Allen and Bob Noto. Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing? Or good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I don't know why I said good evening. I've been on doing this morning show for 6 years. But we're glad to have members of the Rugged Rams on. We frequently talk about the football season. In fact, we had Paul Peluso on. I asked you both if you know Paul.
Yeah.
So let's do Paul's sound bites. Get him out of the way. He was on earlier, of course. Last year, the Rams had a 2-6 season, I believe. So we first talked about that.
Last year was one of the seasons they would like to forget about. They finished with a record of 2-6, although they did win their last two games of the season. So they ended on a high note, and hopefully some of that will carry over into this year as they start off. In fact, they'll start off this Friday, like you said, Bob, and actually play the same team they finished their season with, which was Mohanison, and that's where they'll travel to this Friday night.
In fact, Paul Peluso is rather optimistic about Friday's game.
They should still have a pretty successful season, or at least the coaches are hoping for that this year, but they will be building the young players come up and start to gain some experience, and you're just not sure exactly how they will perform at the varsity level yet until they get through a couple of games.
That's Paul Peluso on the morning show. And again, we're talking with Rugged Rams' David Allen and Bob Noto. And if I could start with Bob, you're the quarterback, right?
Yes, sir.
And your name came up in the interview with Paul this morning saying that you're the returning quarterback, and he sees that as a good sign. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had a returning quarterback since Seske back in 05, so it's kind of good to have a guy who knows the offense. He's from last year, who can build off of what he did, keep going. It's not something you're going to come in a new season, you know, a whole new offense. You don't know what to do. So it's a real big plus for me to pick up where I left off last year.
And David Allen, with us, you're a linebacker on the team, right?
Yes, okay. Sir.
And you know, my knowledge of football is not very deep. And so all this week, when I asked my friends, what the heck does a linebacker do? But anyway, what does a linebacker do?
Usually, you play inside the D tackles on the defensive line, and you read the running backs and or the guards. And if they pull, you go, you follow, you try attacking the ball. They're usually the hardest hitters on the team. Mm-hmm. And they usually carry the defense.
Okay.
Because they have to know everything, they have to know all the plays, and they have to know where the play's going and know how to attack it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Coach Pat Laverio was not too pleased with the defense this past Saturday, was he, at the scrimmage with the Schenectady?
No, he wasn't. He was really upset. He was mad about us tackling. We wouldn't break down and stop our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if they made one cut, they'd just go right outside. They'd kill us with jukes and everything because we weren't breaking down and making tackles.
In your defense, I mean, this is a team, the Schenectady team, is a cut above you in league standings or something like that,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So, I mean, you wouldn't – are you going to play them in this season?
No, they're class AA.
Okay. So what are you going to change now? Or
We sort of just went back to the old ways. We went back to the old defenses, and we just – are going to play a lot harder this year. We're going to try a lot harder than last year. We're not going to deal with the 2-6 season. We've been in the weight room all off season.
Mm-hmm.
The fitness center's been a big help to us because our weight room, as you know, has been under construction.
Oh, actually, I didn't know, but it's under construction.
Yeah, we just got a brand new weight room up at the high school, and it won't be done until probably next year. So the fitness center helped us out a tremendous lot with letting us go there and lift.
Mm. Now, again, back to that scrimmage, and I thought I'm going to keep dwelling on that, but the other gentleman that was supposed to join us today was the only one that seemed to be singled out for praise by Coach Laverio. That was Mike Flowers. This is Bob Noto speaking.
Mike did a great job. I mean, really, we thought he was going to be mostly our running back this year, but he showed up as really our top defensive guy. He's our outside linebacker, so he's using his speed a lot more to get to the ball. He's tackling a lot better than last year, and really the amazing thing about him is he's making a switch from a cornerback to an outside linebacker. So really we thought, you know, it takes some time for him to, you know the defense a little more, but he's picked it up just like that.
Mm. Also, Paul this morning, Paul Peluso, calls the games here on Light 104.7, 1570 AM WVTL. He said that the team needs leaders. And I presume that as the quarterback, you're kind of the de facto leader out there, are you not?
If you want to say so, yeah. Really, I'm not really one of the big vocal leaders. I'd rather just go out, do my job, you know, move the ball down the field, keep the offense on the field, score the points, and keep us in the game. I mean, you're not really going to see me yelling a lot on the field. That's really not who I am, but I'm more the – I lead the guys on the field.
Mm-hmm. How about you, David? You're one of the leaders out there?
Sort of. Like, I'm not really vocal. I'll just go out and – hit you in the mouth, like tackling and everything on defense, and I'll just try to get the ball back on defense for the offense.
Mm-hmm. Are you also optimistic, or let me go with the Bob first and then David, are you also optimistic about Friday night's game, or what do you think?
I'm very optimistic, especially the defense that Mahanasin runs. It's just like the defense Averill Park ran in 05, where we piled up 400 yards rushing in the Super Bowl, and we won 42-14, so if everything goes planned this week on offense, you know, we practice well enough, we should really have a big win this Friday to start off the season.
How about you, David? You in that camp as well?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing Bobby just said.
Yeah. Now, the next game you play is kind of interesting. You're going to play Broadalbin-Perth. And I imagine you both of you know people from Broadalbin-Perth, right?
Yes, sir.
right up there. So that's the first time you've ever played them? Or
back on Modified, we played Broadalbin once as only a 7th graders game. So we've pretty much played against those guys at least once. I've scrimmaged them on my little Giants team before. So really it's playing the same kids over again, but it's just a different varsity level.
Okay, we've lowered the demographic, which is always a good thing in the radio business, joined by two high school seniors on the program. By that I mean we have younger people on, if that doesn't make sense. And you just said something about the little Giants. Now, that would be interesting to find out how you got where you are. I mean, you're high school seniors now. Maybe we'll start with David. David Allen, you played Little Giants as well?
Yeah, at the age of 7, I started out as Little Giants. I was a fullback then, and I played Little Giants. I never played my 7th year or my 7th grade year on Modified. I waited till my 8th grade year. So I then I moved up to JV. That's before we even had the freshman team. And would we go our JV year, our first JV year?
5-4.
Mm-hmm. 5-4.
Have you guys been friends for years? Known each other for years?
Since Modified.
In middle, which is takes place in middle school, right? Mm-hmm. Which was what they were going to cut a year or two ago, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But they ended up not cutting. But that wasn't an issue when you were in junior high, was it?
No, sir.
Okay. But anyway, so David, just sticking with David for a minute. So you kind of moved up through the ranks, and was there ever any question about you playing football? I mean, assuming you could make the team, I mean, you really wanted to.
Yes, sir. There was no question. If you give it 110%, you'll make the team. Coaches see that. They see that you're working hard out on the field, and you just got to go out and give it your all.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, and do people actually call you Bob or Bobby? I'm very sensitive because that's my name as well.
Mostly Bobby. Yeah.
See, I've always been a Bob, but I knew a guy once who was named Bobby. You know, his name was Bob, but it was Bobby Kennedy. Well, anyway, all right, so Bobby. So you started with what was your tale going through?
If you want to talk varsity program, I was the ball boy for about 6 years, starting back in 01, and I ended up in 06. But, yeah, I started Little Giants when I was in second grade, played all the way to my sixth grade year on the senior division, and I moved up to the varsity my seventh grade year.
If you were the ball boy then back then, maybe I'm wrong about the timeline out of sync. Do you know Josh Beekman, you guys?
Yeah, my first year, he was a senior that year, so... And my parents are good friends with his parents, so I've known Josh for a while. And I remember being a ball boy for him and all the way through all those championship seasons.
He just seems like a real helpful individual as far as the other player, younger players.
Well, he was. Back when we first started Little Giants, a lot of the varsity guys would come down to when we had our little training camp to start off the season. And he would be always one of the guys to help out with the conditionings, with the Little Giants lineman, and he just gave us pointers on the season.
Yeah, I know he's retired now, but either of you guys know my cousin, Gary Cudmore?
Yeah, I know Mr. Cudmore.
Okay, of course, it would be Mr. Cudmore. But he's now retired from the coaching. But I bet he's still involved in it in one way or another, isn't he?
He shows up every now and then and talks with the coaches.
Sure. Well, that's another thing about the Amsterdam High Rugged Rams football program is that it's really I remember we used to have Mike Pep. I think he made this point when he called the games for us, and he called the games back in the last state championship, which was about 2005, that the Amsterdam High football program is really like the football program of a small college.
Really, it is. A lot of the players who go through the program, you know, after college, if they're trying to get a job in the city or around the area, they will always try to come back, help out. Maybe not with the varsity, but with the modified, the freshman now, and the JV levels. They always want to come back and help.
Okay. And David, I don't know, we've been talking about the mystique of Amsterdam football and so forth. There, anything you want to add on that?
We're just going to try going out and having a better season than last year. We're not going to go 2-6. We're going to go out and try going back to Amsterdam football, where Amsterdam football used to be, where everybody was scared of us, and we're not scared of anybody.
Okay. Tell you what, let's see if we have folks who have any questions for our guests from the Amsterdam High Rugged Rams. They're both seniors. Bobby Noto is the quarterback, David Allen, the linebacker. And our number is 684-0123, The Morning Show.
Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
917 on The Morning Show. We are welcoming two seniors from Amsterdam High, David Allen and Bobby Noto. They're Rugged Rams. Bobby Noto, the quarterback. David Allen, a linebacker at the Amsterdam High School football team. They start their season Friday night, and they're quite clear. They intend to have a winning season this year. Maybe it's probably early to talk, but probably your parents have talked about this. Are you thinking of college yet, or are you thinking of college, Bob?
I've already have some colleges lined up that I'm going to take some visits to after the football season. I'm looking at Fordham, Providence, Boston College, University of Scranton, Syracuse University, and most of my choices I want to deal with being a lawyer when I grow up.
Really? And, of course, Boston College is where Josh Beekman, who went on to the NFL, attended and did well. Yeah, how about you, David?
I'm mostly considered staying around the area, so I'm probably going to end up going to Utica. Mm-hmm. And just so I can stay mostly home and so I can have my parents come out to the game and I can always see them. Mm-hmm. So pretty much staying homebound because it's only like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know that. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman I had dealings with. He's in fact, you might even know him. I can't think of his name right now, but he's one of the physical therapists up to St. Mary's, which I believe is where some of you folks go if you need.
Yeah.
If you have injuries and so on and so forth. And his son, I think, plays baseball. And he just travels all over the place to go to for baseball. But that is probably a big boost to you. Your folks go see you play the games?
Like, my dad races. He races at Glen Ridge and Fonda. So if he can't make the game, he'll come after the race if he finishes in time. But my mom's usually always there, and my uncles and everybody else is usually there. So I usually have a boost with them there.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, Bobby?
Well, speaking of, my dad's the offensive coordinator, so he's always at the game.
Oh, that's right. It's a familiar name from that regard. Okay.
Yeah, so he's always there. My oldest sister, Lisa, she always tries to come to my games. And my other sister, Elizabeth, when she finds a time from college to come down and see me from UAlbany, my mom's always at the games. So I always have a lot of family there.
Yeah. Well, that must be very important.
Yeah. I
mean, yeah. And that is the sort of feel of Amsterdam football. And maybe a positive note, I think we sort of maybe danced around this point, but I think both of you said that this summer's training, you've been more pumped up for it.
Oh, yeah. Starting with the spring workouts, we had, you know, 40, 45 guys come to the workouts, you know, JV, varsity guys. The guys were really excited. They didn't want another season like last year, so they knew we were going to have to work everything out do it the right way, make sure we don't get the coaches mad anymore, because that seemed to happen a lot last year. So it was really make the coaches proud and make the community proud again.
Okay. And David, school hasn't even started yet, has it?
No, sir. Next week.
And what kind of commitment do you make? Like, when you're both in uniform, and I asked you when you came in if you'd been at practice, but no, David, you're going tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight at 5 we have practice. And Coach has been trying to work with us really well because people work and everything, so Coach has been changing the time of practice so everybody can get to the practices. And it's like, you just got to get to practice, know what you're doing, you got to have the enthusiasm, you just got to go out and you got to practice like you're going to play in a game. That's as simple as that. You got to practice like you're going to play in a game. You got to hit as hard as you're going to hit in a game. I mean, it's your own players, but you got to hate, like, if you're on defense, you got to hate the offense. Mm-hmm. Or if you're on offense, you got to hate the defense. You just got to work it out, and you got to go out like you're going to play in a game.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys are ready to go. Well, thanks very much, and I hope maybe we'll talk with you during the season, and that will be a good season.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, thank you. David Allen and Bobby Noto from the Amsterdam High School Rugged Rams.